What responsibility does a big corporation have to people who say they were hurt by one of its products? That was a question facing a New Jersey bankruptcy judge in a case involving Johnson's baby powder. Thousands of people have sued Johnson & Johnson, saying they were sickened by the powder, but those lawsuits will remain on hold after a judge handed Johnson & Johnson a victory, ruling that its corporate spinoff can proceed with bankruptcy. At issue is a legal maneuver called the Texas Two-Step. Critics say unfairly limit Johnson & Johnson's own responsibility. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Kimberly Naranjo is one of thousands of people disappointed with yesterday's ruling. Naranjo's a single mother who's been diagnosed with terminal cancer that's caused by asbestos. She told a Senate subcommittee this month she thinks she was exposed by contaminated talc in Johnson's baby powder.
Instead of protecting my children as advertised by Johnson & Johnson, I had no idea I was exposing them and myself to the deadly asbestos in that white plastic bottle that I associated with motherly love.
Johnson & Johnson insists its baby powder is safe and doesn't contain asbestos, though it stopped selling the version with talc in the U.S. and Canada 2 years ago. Some 38,000 people, like Naranjo, have sued J&J over its baby powder, but those lawsuits have been short-circuited by bankruptcy.
I didn't understand. Johnson & Johnson is a really big and thriving company. How can they be bankrupt?
In fact, Johnson & Johnson is not bankrupt. A spin-off company, LTL Management, is. And that's where the Texas Two-Step comes in. Johnson & Johnson carved off LTL last fall using a Texas law that allows companies to divide up their assets and liabilities. The new company was given all the liability for the baby powder cases, then immediately filed for bankruptcy. Bankruptcy's long been used to resolve large-scale product liability cases, but normally all of a company's assets are in play. Bankruptcy expert David Skeel of the University of Pennsylvania says the Texas Two-Step is different. It gives Johnson & Johnson, which also makes Tylenol, Band-Aids, medical devices, and COVID vaccines, total control over how much money it puts into the spinoff to pay claims.
So you've got the most solvent company you can imagine that is using this to try to carve off and cordon off its liabilities.
Plaintiffs challenged the bankruptcy as bad faith, but yesterday, federal judge Michael Kaplan ruled it can go forward. The judge acknowledged that'll be frustrating to many, but he concluded bankruptcy is still the most efficient way to resolve the claims. Johnson & Johnson called the decision a positive development and a step forward to reaching a global resolution. Plaintiffs have promised to appeal the ruling. Skeel says if Johnson & Johnson is ultimately successful in capping its liability, other companies are likely to follow.
Companies pushed the envelope. Companies that didn't have thousands of lawsuits against them maybe had 10 lawsuits. It does have enormous implications for liability and exposure going forward.
Some members of Congress want to rewrite the bankruptcy code to prevent that. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, calls this a loophole that lawmakers need to close.
Bankruptcy is supposed to be a good faith way to accept responsibility, pay one's debts as best you can, and then receive a second chance. Not a Texas two-step, get out of jail free card for some of the wealthiest corporations on earth, like Johnson & Johnson.
Congressional action is likely to come too late for Naranjo. She says her doctors have given her just over a year to live. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.